This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What does that mean? We should pause, take a deep breath, and say, wait a minute. There are more people that listen to this radio program than any other radio program on the Northern Plain. We better thank the people that listen. That's why we're here. If they don't listen, we're not here, we're gone. Or sweeping floors somewhere. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I could be happy sweeping floors. You know? A little whistle, a little steps. Especially if we have a Supreme Court justice confirmed, frequently. Then I could have that kind of bounce in my step that would just be so darn much fun. We've asked our listeners to send us a verd, a little inside joke there. Alex, our oldest, who's now 24, used to say, not the verd. For not a word. Not the verd.
Not the verd.
Not the verd. He took on a little accent there. But, where was I going with that? What was the purpose of the...
The word. Today's word.
Today's word. Mine was ecstatic.
Mine's curious.
Still haven't quite figured out Kevin's, but I'll go with it. Supercalifragilistic is another one. That's pretty good. What are you looking at me like that for, Leah? That's a word. Come on. Do we need to have a little Mary Poppins 101? Trump 2020, Amy Coney Barrett, all together with a hashtag. So then I guess it makes it one word, right? Todd, what was your word again?
Ready.
Ready.
So ready.
So ready. I'm so gratified. I was just talking to Senator Kevin Cramer during the break. He's on his way back from, a long time in Washington, D.C., because they had to literally keep the Senate going 24 hours a day. Because did you know this? If the Democrats, like, snuck in when they were sort of sleeping or, you know, somewhere else, and they gaveled out, as they call it, or, you know, shut down the Senate, then the clock has to start all over again. So they couldn't go anywhere. Quite an accomplishment. They got it all done. Epic. That's a good one. Epic. Optimistic is another. That's been a popular one. All right, keep them coming. Text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054.
How about anti-disestablishmentarianism?
I'd go back to curious.
Okay.
I'd go back to curious. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, supercalifragilistic has to be aldocious. I mean, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Our next guest is the executive director of the largest state agency in North Dakota. I believe that is the case by a lot. The North Dakota Department of Human Services, Chris Jones. Going to talk a little bit about long-term care today on the program. Questions or comments for Chris are welcome. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you here. Talk a little bit about nation-leading efforts to keep the most vulnerable among us safe. That's really been a goal of everyone, I hope, during COVID, but certainly very out front by the Department of Human Services and Chris Jones and Governor Burgum and the team. I want to ask you just to get up to speed on sort of where we're at today with this, because I recall hearing from a lot of listeners that were very concerned about the condition of their loved ones being harmed more from separation from family than necessarily any potential harm from COVID. And as I recall, you and others advocated to CMS, which would be the federal payer, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and say, let us try some stuff here and do some things different in North Dakota. They said, okay. And you were able to convey to all of the long-term care facilities in North Dakota, okay, we've got different rules. you're able to open up. Here's the rules. Here's how you do it, and allow those visitations. Not all of them did, because from time to time I would hear, hey, I can't visit my loved one. I'd say, well, wait a minute, the rules are that you can. And find out that that particular institution had decided, no, we're not going to allow that to happen. And various facilities were saying their rules were not going to take advantage of the regulations. Is that an accurate portrayal of where we were?
Yeah, you did an excellent job. That is an accurate portrayal. Now, of the 215 long-term care facilities, 193 did get to phase two, which is indoor visitation, which is, you know, we did have this open goal. We would be to the new normal phase three, and this would be past us, and we were planning for that as well. But 193 did get there. There were a couple of long-term care facilities where the spread started coming that did not get in, but we continue to work with them. But 193 out of the 215 did go through the gate to get to indoor visitation. Now, once they did get to indoor visitation, they may make decisions based on if there was a, you know, however they wanted to find outbreak of healthcare workers and residents, they may limit indoor visitation then, and that is their right to do in that facility, just like hospitals, group homes, and other facilities will do the same thing. I think what's different, though, unfortunately, is this has been going on for so long, and how do we all work together to balance the risk of the disease against the, you know, the psychosocial needs of the residents and their families?
So why is the situation considerably different now? I mean, of the 215 healthcare facilities in North Dakota, how many allow indoor visitation now?
Still 193 as per the state. So we don't actively monitor which ones are open and closed. I think that would be a little overly bureaucratic as relates to the role of state government. But we do receive calls from family members, calls from facilities, try to work things through. I know the ombudsman's receive calls. I know Chris Larson receives calls. And we try to work through those items on a case-by-case basis as best we can. The other thing that's changed is when we were initially going through this, the positivity rate in North Dakota was anywhere from 1% to 2% to 3%. I mean, we were in over 5%. You know, today we're 10, 11%. And that is a concern as we're trying to keep everybody safe. So it is a different time that way as well, especially now that it's cold. It's like a double whammy. We can't do outdoor visitation because it's too cold. And we can't do indoor visitation, or there's more risk to doing indoor visitation due to the community spread.
All right. We have a question from a listener. Is it Dr. Kumas? Is that how you say your name?
Yeah, Dr. Kumar.
Kumas, okay.
I'm a hospitalist in Stanford this month. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Jones, for your service. We are very grateful for what you have been doing. Today we have a big meeting coming up on the Bismarck City Commission. What would be your advice to our commissioners, as you are the guy who will probably see the effect of our cases coming down and our impact of the mandatory masking? So what are your feelings on that, and what would be your advice to our commissioners?
Mask mandates are mandates. The science behind masks has become more and more clear. I guess yesterday we talked to Dr. Birx. Dr. Birx was in town. She is a nationally, if not world renowned, infectious disease expert. And she came to Bismarck and she said that she hasn't been more frightened in any other community she's been in her travels across the United States due to not only masking, but the general lack of social distancing. One of her comments was, you know, if you don't want to mask, at least stay out of my space and, you know, stay around me. So I guess at the end, and then.
I thought that's what masks were for. I thought, isn't it socially distance? And if you can't mask, isn't both, is it?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, it's, I can't tell you what the efficacy differences is, but you're right. I mean, either socially distance or wear a mask. I think her comment was more that people who weren't masking were getting in her space. So there wasn't even the desire to even stay away from other people either. So not wearing a mask and not socially distancing. So she felt like she was having to walk away from people when she was in the community. And I think communities have to make their own decisions. You know, we talked about it yesterday, Massachusetts, on another radio program. Their positivity rate is 1.38%, and they have a lot of mask-wearing compliance. So from a CMS perspective, they can do indoor visitation. Like I said, we're 11%, and if we want to, you know, continue to do weddings and bars and, you know, other mass events, it's going to create more spread and make it difficult to visit those in nursing homes. So that's, I know I'm not necessarily answering your question, Dr. Kumar. I think that's
we're also splitting the baby a little bit between whether or not you recommend masks and whether or not you have a mandate and whether that's counterproductive. I just say you must wear. And, you know, if it hurts the ultimate cause, that's not such a good idea. The Dr. Kumar, thank you very much. More coming up.
Are you
going
soon?
Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com. Has the details or call 701-566-5532. You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're chatting with Chris Jones, North Dakota Department of Human Services Executive Director, talking long-term care and the vulnerable population. A lot of concern from family members that have loved ones in long-term care facilities in North Dakota who want more interaction with their loved one. That's one issue. The other issue is the nature of this pandemic is obviously the vulnerable are in long-term care facilities, elderly, you know, underlying conditions. So it's certainly a balancing act. As of now, 193 facilities are in phase two, which means they could allow indoor visitation. That doesn't mean they're doing it. It means they could. So your concern related to visitation, more often than not, is going to be directed to the actual facility that your loved one is in to say, what's the plan? Why is it allowed but we're not doing it? What is all of those questions? So we continue now with Chris Jones. Chris, I am not an expert, but I play one on the radio. But I just wonder, you know, in other words, we're talking about masks and how essential masks are. Most of the healthcare world is of the opinion that mask is the key to lowering this. Well, all right then. Why don't we do visitation with masks and a little bit of social distancing?
Yeah, absolutely. And we are going to be working on how do we support the facilities to do that, specifically now in the basic care and assisted living facilities, which is about, you know, half of the other. There's about, round numbers, 10,000 residents across skilled nursing, basic care, and assisted living. How can we do basic care and assisted living and make sure that visitation is open and being based on what we know, balance the risk as best we can in working with facilities. The challenge we do have though too is in many of these long-term care facilities, they have all three of those service lines or two of those service lines. And unfortunately, they usually have the same ventilation system in the same building. So then that creates even greater confusion. But I do want to be clear too. I think, you know, some facilities, the facilities that are not allowing indoor visitation have been through phase two, are trying to manage risk too, and they're talking to all their families. So I would just want to make sure that, at least what comes out of my mouth now so that everyone hears that it's facilities are trying to do the very best they can do based on what they know. They want everybody to be able to visit, but they also want everyone to be safe. And it's just a tough situation right now.
That's a very important point. It's really easy to get caught up in the emotion of it, and it's very challenging. I have a mother-in-law that just went into a facility. One of the reasons we picked the spot we did is because they said you can make an appointment for visitation, you know, anytime. And literally the day after, it changed, the day after she went in. And, you know, that just rips you out. Now you got a new separation, right? And you can't, you know, be there, and you have, you know, the confusion of that for her. It's just, but like nobody wants this. I mean, everybody, it's a, you know, very good point. And also, this is serious business. We should talk about the fact that, you know, one facility in Minot had, how many deaths up there, Chris?
I will pull the numbers up now, but I would tell you of the 137 residents, approximately, I want to say they got into almost 70 residents who tested positive. A great number were hospitalized, and there were a number of deaths as well. So, and people will say, well, you know, they were hospitalized, most recovered. It's like, well, we are still dealing with a hospital capacity plan and issue. And this is how all of these things tie together. It's protecting the vulnerable. And we know the older you are, the more likely you are to be hospitalized. And if we allow, I mean, if we're not being thoughtful on how we manage that, we're going to fill up hospital beds. Hospitals are still trying to catch up from pent up demand from when we shut down early on. They're trying to catch up. Additionally, we still have some individuals who are scared to go to the doctor who have chronic conditions, and then they wait too long and then end up taking up an inpatient hospital bed as well. So the acuity is increased. So, you know, it's like, you know, squeezing the balloon. We're trying to balance all these things to make sure that we can serve all citizens in North Dakota and make sure that everybody has, you know, good access. I mean, can't stress enough. I mean, we want to protect the vulnerable. I mean, our goals are to protect the vulnerable, to maintain hospital capacity, and to keep schools and businesses open. And we just have to realize we need to be good at all of those and not great in one and poor in another. And that's really the calculus we're all trying to work together to manage.
We're talking with North Dakota Department of Human Services Executive Director Chris Jones. We have a couple calls and also some emails. Steve wants to stand up for Bismarck on the masks, saying, morning, where we have been shopping, I would say that 98% have been wearing masks in Bismarck. We're being told to wear them, but nothing being said about cleaning them, however. Once you touch the mask, it may be contaminated. Maybe the governor should talk about that. I think that's part of the problem for the spreading. Interesting. And the proper use of mask and or cleaning a mask, interesting, especially Joe Biden does this all the time. Takes it off, sets it down on the podium, and picks it back up, puts it on, or, you know, bumping it around or whatever. So appreciate that, Steve. Thank you. Wes and Hazen, go ahead. You're next.
Yes. I think I find it interesting that Dr. Brix had came to North Dakota. She's probably the first time she's ever come here. And I think she's coming to find out that there are independent people who aren't part of the Washington swamp. And if she doesn't want to be near people in North Dakota, all she has to do is not come here.
That would take care of it. It was her second trip, by the way. She was in Fargo a couple months ago, and I thought that was the worst part of her comments. Was like, oh, Bismarck's terrible. This is awful. I've never seen it in all my 38 stops in the 38 states or whatever. And then compared it to Fargo. So she got a little finger waggy yesterday. Wes, appreciate the call very much. Anything else you want us to know about a very challenging time, Chris?
This is going to be hard for everyone. And I think, you know, there's no right answer. And I think the best we can do to have grace for one another and listen to one another and be focused on, you know, the goals. And if people have different goals, that'd be great. But I mean, you know, everybody who's doing this, it just breaks their heart that, I mean, for those that don't have family members in long-term care, they don't like that they can't have visitation. I mean, the healthcare workers are doing the best they can. And to that previous question, the healthcare workers know how to, what's called, don and doff their masks better than anyone. And I think that was a great point. I mean, what are we doing with our masks when they're not on? I think that's more education we can provide. I guess I just, it's going to get cold. I'm worried about the holidays. I'm worried about everybody. So it's going to take an all of North Dakota approach to just have some grace and compassion and empathy for everyone. And they all have their own situation.
One more question came in from a listener about the 5-minute test for visitors. We've heard that as a possibility before, but is there a way to get rapid, quick, reliable tests at the long-term care facilities?
That's a longer answer, and I'd be happy.
I'll give you a chance to answer that after the break here, and then we'll let you go. Chris Jones, North Dakota Department of Human Services. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobeck, Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 week until Election Day, 45 days until the government runs out of money, and 85 days until Inauguration Day. This is also the day Amy Coney Barrett will begin working as a justice for the Supreme Court. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Fox News Monday night.
Well, first of all, Justice Ginsburg said last year 9 was the right number. Look, they've been threatening to pack the court before the Barrett nomination came along, before Justice Ginsburg passed away. These are longstanding threats. They may have ratcheted up a little bit lately, but this isn't anything new. They've been promising to blow up the Senate by changing the filibuster rule, admitting two new states, D.C. and Puerto Rico, to give them four new Democratic senators, and packing the Supreme Court. They were talking about that earlier in the year. Nothing new, same old threats and intimidation by the hard left in America today.
USA Radio News.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
You hungry, folks. Lasagna with garlic toast sound good? That's a special at PetroServe USA, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. That's right. I have lunch today. I have tortellini soup along. My wife made some wonderful tortellini soup. I was going to do leftovers today, but I don't know. I'm swayed by the lasagna with garlic toast there. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Meatball dinner in Harwood. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City. And the beefy tips at the 12th Avenue North location. Here's the deal. If you walk into a PetroServe USA, you're going to get yourself one great meal. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, lots of grab-and-go, great food. Any size drink today, by the way, coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, Lewis and Clark, only 79 cents as well. Okay, so I gave you a long question not enough time to answer, but wanted to get your answer related to the test. Am I confusing the 5-minute test with the strip test that works, instantly? Or is that two different kinds? Or I know there's, and there was talk about using these in long-term care, to a greater degree than we have. Why wouldn't we be doing that?
Yeah. So the Binox test is what really the federal government has pushed out to long-term care to testing of healthcare workers and residents. And many of the other states have not had as robust of a testing strategy through PCR testing that the state of North Dakota has. So we were looking at, could we use these Binox tests to test visitors in one extra layer of protection going in? But now that there are new CMS visitation guidelines for skilled nursing facilities, that would not be a good use of their test. We still will look at using them within assisted living and basic care, but also how do we use them across other things like K-12, specifically, you know, teachers and staff, not necessarily students going forward. But it is an effective strategy going forward that we'll focus in on.
And the strategy is to use those quick tests for family. Okay, before you get in, we need to test you so you can go visit your loved one, or is it to use it with staff or both?
We can use it for all the above. There are some, not to get into even greater detail, but it is meant to be a diagnostic test for symptomatic. It can also be used on asymptomatic, but it's not as reliable that way. Additionally, if you do test positive with this Binox test, you do need to then have a PCR to confirm it. But it is yet another way to do surveillance and that extra precaution we can do to protect community spread within the nursing home.
Last question from a listener says, what's the holdup? It seems like they take forever to make a decision.
Holdup on
I suppose implementing the quick tests at long-term care.
Oh, we, We just started receiving them right now. The way they work is, it's, think of it like a pregnancy test. However, each individual needs to have a smartphone. So if you don't have a smartphone, that becomes an issue. Additionally, without getting into too much detail, there's an app that then the skilled nursing facility would have, and then they would then have to report that in the state into an Excel spreadsheet. So the IT team has been working every day with Abbott to come up with an interface so that they can get that data directly. Because if we don't have the data, then the test is not as valuable going forward.
All right, we'll stay in touch and stay on top of this. And folks, if you have suggestions you think make things better, talk to the facilities. Let the folks at Human Services know. They take this seriously and are on it. Chris, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Yep, good talking to you. 24 before the top of the hour, the Money Man is here. That's what we like to call him, the Money Man. Chris Jones, he just left us. Brian Kroc, hello, Brian, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing today, Scott?
Doing really good. You know, we talk to Brian about once a month and just kind of go through some questions about the market and investing and everything else. And the Hannon family, we entrust him with our, not a nest egg, but it might be like a, what's smaller than a nest egg? I don't know.
And, it's a nest egg.
And making it bigger and better and bolder. And, it's just wonderful. And today, of course, we get a chance to talk to you on the heels of what was kind of a crazy day in the market yesterday.
Big sell-off day yesterday, yeah.
Right. A little jittery, a little nervous, huh?
Right, yeah. And, you get that. I mean, it's not unexpected coming up right before this election. You know, don't forget where we were 4 years ago. Everybody said that, if we had President Trump in office, that you'd see, the economy collapse and all these terrible things were going to happen and the sun would never rise again. And, right that night, in fact, we saw this huge sell-off as people were panicking and throwing away good assets for, pennies on the dollar. And then, of course, what followed that was a big rally, and we saw people buy back those same assets, and we saw the market, basically take off on a tear for the next 3.5 years. And so let's keep that in mind when we start hearing all the naysaying and things like that going on. But, yeah, with an election around the corner, interest rates tightening up and things like that, we're definitely seeing some volatility, and the market's under pressure right now.
So, in other words, this is sort of to be expected, just to, uncertainty, not knowing what's going to happen in the election. And in other words, if the market, anybody who's honest about it has to say what you just said, that, it was predicted to be horrible and it's been anything but,
right?
It's been incredible. So I would then say, well, if he's not there anymore, what's going to happen? So,
well, that's just that you start reading into that and you say, well, where do we go from here? But, the most current uncertainty is what's driving things right now. The fact that we don't have an outcome from the election, the fact that the polls are really tight, if we can trust the polls at all. And then you throw in just these wild cards like COVID-19 or the China virus, whatever you want to call it, we have uncertainty there. Just what the topic that you were just talking about in your program, Scott, that wouldn't have been a topic if we didn't have this craziness that we have going on right now. The market can deal with good news. The market can deal with bad news. What we hate is no news or uncertainty, and right now we have a lot of uncertainty. And so if we're just pushing pause even on the market, that's probably not unexpected at all.
You are a real, live, actual portfolio manager. This is what you do. You manage money.
Correct.
You manage money, and you do that directly, where most advisors would say, here's the money, now you go do it, right? Out there on the East Coast, you manage it and make me look good here. You're doing it firsthand. What are you doing now with an environment like we have?
It's interesting. So, yeah, there's the stuff that we talk about, saying, hey, stick with your plan and don't panic sell into the market and so forth. Inside the portfolios that we manage, we are actually taking quite a bit of action. So we've talked about this over the last month or two leading up to the election. You can't just wait till that week right before the election when you see a sell-off to start, changing things. The market's been shifting, and so we've done that. We've taken some profits on things. We've had a lot of great profits on some of these technology stocks, and so we've moved that money to the sidelines, and we've been a little bit slower to put money back to work. So we are going into this uncertainty, into this election period, with a little bit bigger cash cushion than what we normally have. And partly that's defensive, but partly that's also enabling us to, take advantage of some bargains if we really do get any kind of a sell-off. I want to make sure that I have cash or dry powder available so that if some of these great companies that we own go down in value, I can buy more shares at a cheaper price.
I wouldn't want to be an energy stock or, you know, like a fossil fuel, coal, oil and gas and have Biden looking good on election day, because that would be, how do I dump this and dump it quick time, wouldn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. And we've already seen some of that. So right when I thought that oil stocks couldn't go any lower, the last month we started to see some repositioning by some of the bigger money managers that I think is going to be wrong. At least I hope it's going to be wrong. But you can see where they're selling some of those fossil fuel stocks and they're loading up on some of the Biden stocks. And people always say, what's going to happen? Is the market just going to sell off if we get, you know, a Biden victory? No, it doesn't happen that way. You know, Coca-Cola is going to continue to sell Coca-Cola, but we are going to see enough change in what's happening around us to make a difference for certain companies. Just think about who benefited from those tax cuts that Trump went through. Who benefited from some of the deregulation? If we see that stuff unravel, you're going to see those companies that benefited start to get penalized. And the energy companies are a big part of that. But the other part of it is, you know, like I say, just in this last month, we've seen the solar companies, a lot of the green energy companies, wind companies starting to perk up. Money's starting to move into those areas, like I say, anticipating a Biden victory. I hope they're wrong, but that's why that money is moving there.
All right. And is there any of that going on related to President Trump, that if he wins, you know, obviously anything made in America will fare better, oil and gas will fare better. Will we see some of that? You see some of those early signs?
Yeah.
I mean, people are betting on one or the other right now, basically, or hedging their bets on both?
Well, I started to see the money move towards some of those Biden plays, and now it's sort of stopped doing that. I think even those people who thought they were so sure of themselves are sort of putting things on hold. You say, well, what would the Trump plays be? It's basically what we've had, an overall well-diversified, good-functioning economy, and so it's status quo. Things continue. And then don't forget, we've got all these COVID-19 stocks that are there. And so a lot of people believe that if we see another Trump victory, you're going to see things slow down in the COVID world. In other words, not as tight of lockdowns and things like that. So just take some of those companies like Zoom. We've all been on these Zoom meetings. They've benefited huge, a great number of subscribers now that we've got COVID-19. Well, if we have less lockdowns, are we going to still have as many Zoom subscribers, DocuSign subscribers, things like that? So, yeah, you know, are we still going to use Netflix as much if we can start going to the movies again in person and seeing, you know, restaurants in person? So there's a whole lot of those things that are sort of, you know, I wouldn't call them Trump plays, but let's call them COVID-19 plays, that, you know, obviously COVID-19 will be treated differently depending upon who's in the White House.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. There must be a lot of things running around your head when all this is going on, right?
Yes, it's a lot to think about.
Incredible what you're all trying to balance and keep just exactly straight. And, of course, healthcare is another one, right? I mean, if you look at what way that could go.
Oh, yeah. You know, even just this thing coming up in the Supreme Court, you've got Obamacare on the docket again and some of those types of things. And that tells us that, hey, if we have a Trump victory, we got to watch what's happening to the healthcare providers or versus what the biotechs are working on.
Brian Kronk is with us from Collins and Kronk. And the great thing that you get with the folks from Collins and Kronk is a roadmap, a plan. The plan, right? What's our plan? Let's execute the plan. And times like this, as goofy as this year has been, if you got a plan, you got a way to maneuver it, right?
Well, yeah, you'll always hear us talking about, you know, it's fun for me to get in there and talk about the nitty-gritty of what we're buying and selling within the portfolios. But to our clients and just even to the public, we often say your job as an investor, as somebody who's trying to achieve certain goals in life, is to stick with the plan. So first you have to have a plan, but then, you know, the biggest challenge is to get people to stay with the plan that we've put in place for them.
But long-term strategy stays the same, even if short-term things have you thinking you're in choppy waters.
Exactly. So I always say we don't change our long-term plans based on short-term events or decisions.
All right. More about the plan when we come back with Brian Kronk. Questions or comments, welcome. 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. And you know what? As you head into budget time in 2021, what's going to happen? One thing you could take a look at is the Link service contract, where the folks at H.A. Thompson do what they do for 1,000 buildings that maintain the mechanical heating and cooling system. Find out more at hatandsons.com. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables, because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fill up with Unleaded 88 and help the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cash-wise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley, Dairy, Grand Forks, and Tesoro Winemere. 3 cents per gallon of Unleaded 88 sold in October. It goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink Unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speed with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. Over the lifetime, powertrain warranty, the best in the business. 4x4s ready for that that snow season we have coming up. I'm not using the W word yet, but we got a little tease of that. Over 100 trucks, SUVs, Leemal, Yukon, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models. Payments to fit every budget, and Schwann needs your trade, too. Stop by and see what yours is worth. You may be surprised. Hurry in for the best selection. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back with Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk. And Brian is a financial advisor, managing partner, senior portfolio manager at Collins and Kronk. Actually manages the money. Chances are your money consultant, money advisor says, here's your money. I'm going to send it somewhere else to have somebody manage it. They don't do it that way, Collins and Kronk, and that's why we love them. In fact, they have a plan, a goal plan, right? That's explain why this plan is so important. I mean, I get it. Everybody should have a plan about everything, right? But in the case of your retirement, what am I going to live on? How am I going to take what I earn and grow it? Why is it so important?
You know, it's interesting. I don't think we spend enough time appreciating what a formal plan can do for us. But studies actually show that people do better when they have a plan. And so specific goals matter, too. So just from an investing standpoint, when we set money aside and invest for a specific goal, whether that's college education, retirement, or, you know, a new car, whatever it might be, we tend to do better with that. We leave that money alone until we achieve that goal. And the same thing goes with life plans. And so we sit down with each and every client and we help them identify what are those goals. That's an important part of the process. Most people haven't even thought about what are our goals and objectives for life. And then we prioritize those. So every single client with us gets a goal plan where we've sat down, identified their goals, prioritized them, and then we develop a plan to help them get to that goal based on the amount of money that they're investing, based on how aggressive or conservative they are, and then all the other various inputs that can go in there that we just call life.
And you get an actual score. You're keeping track of that plan. It's not like a plan you come up with and it's utopia and you put it in a drawer. It lives and breathes every day, right?
Absolutely. It's a living plan. And you hit the nail on the head, Scott. We give you that score, and that's important because we have a success rate or a success score of where we want you to be. And so if your score isn't high enough, we're going to show you, here's what you need to do to bring that score up. But then, yes, it's a living, breathing plan. So as goals change or as life changes or even just as things go on around us, that score is going to fluctuate. We calculate that score daily. We track it for you. And so if we see it ticking up, that means we're going the right direction. But if for whatever reason your score is going in the wrong direction, we're going to sit down at our planning and strategy meeting and talk about that and say, hey, what's going on here? Why is the score going down? What adjustments do we need to make to your plan? And then we can do that so that there's no surprises for you in life and we get you to your goals.
So I have a plan, but then the market has a big sell-off or we get a, you know, big, after the election, the bottom falls out. What about that?
I always say, yeah, we plan for that too. So a lot of people will call and they say, well, we've got this plan, but just what you said, something didn't go according to plan and so forth. Our plan is not just a linear analysis. So I've seen people come in, they come to see us and they bring, you know, something they got off of their 401k or off the internet where they've got some sort of a plan, which any plan is better than no plan at all. But we do a much more in-depth, we use a lot of statistics in our plan. So rather than a linear analysis where we take all of your resources and then just show you a subtraction every single year to get you to your ultimate goal to make sure you don't run out of money, we take that plan and we run it through hundreds of variations. So some variations where we get a tough economy and the market's not doing well. Maybe we run it through some iterations where the market does very well. Or maybe where all of a sudden you ended up having to spend more money than you thought. We do hundreds of these different variations so we can come up with a score for you. So believe it or not, one of those variations probably is, hey, what happens if Biden gets into the White House? What if we see this big market sell-off or something like that? So we can tell our people, yeah, that could happen to the market. We've already encapsulated that in your plan, and we know that even if that happens, you're still going to be okay.
So is that a stress test? Is that the stress test you do?
Exactly. That's some of the stress testing that we do is by running all those various iterations so that, you know, people say, well, do I need to take action? Do I need to do this or do that? No. We show that by sticking with your plan, we've got you covered in good times and in bad, but we can also add additional stress tests to that. Let's say you have something specific that you're worried about. What if Social Security gets cut? What if my pension company goes bankrupt or something like that? Long-term care is usually a big one. We can run specific scenarios showing, hey, if you ended up having to go into long-term care at age 83, you're there for 7 years, here's what it's going to cost, here's what that does to your plan, and then we can tell you ahead of time what kind of stress that's going to be, not just on your portfolio, but maybe on your loved ones and so forth. So, yeah, it's very effective.
You want to be successful. You want this to work. It's your hard-earned money. What is the secret sauce that says it's successful?
Well, obviously, it's not just picking the right stocks or bonds. You know, that's something that's very, very important, and you need to make sure you've got great portfolio management. It's fun to talk about, but it really comes down to the plan. If we manage your money for you and we get you these superior returns year after year after year, you might be really happy with your portfolio, but when we get to the end of your life and you don't have enough money to survive or you can't retire and do your goals, we've still failed you. So ultimately, this planning process ends up being the most important part of it. The average person spends more time planning their vacation every year than they do their retirement.
Come on.
Seriously, it's crazy.
Should we go skiing or should we go somewhere warm? takes more time than deciding, am I going to have long-term care? Am I going to be able to have what I need? Wow.
Exactly. Now, I'll take you someplace warm, but we got to make sure we got the money to get you there.
Do not fall into that spot. Average person spends more time planning their vacation than they do their retirement. Plan your retirement with Brian Kronk, financial advisor from Collins and Kronk. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
This fall, Pipers Auctioneers has all your land and equipment needs covered. Join Pipers for these upcoming auctions, including the 15th annual Western Dakota Land Auction, offering 5,000 acres in these eight counties of Mount Trail, Dunn, Billings, Grant, Henninger, Adams, and Slope County, North Dakota, and Perkins County, South Dakota. Also, Pipers will be offering a cabinetry business liquidation auction in Fargo, and exceptional farm retirement and equipment auctions in Harvey, Gacko, and Steele, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.